Hello everyone. Today we are taking a quick pause from the Book of Joel. We will resume that starting next Monday, but starting from today, every Friday onward, we will be going through a book of the Psalms together, starting with today's passage, Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen. All right, so although this is a familiar psalm to most of us, whether it is a timely reminder or a new insight, I pray we will all hear God's promptings as we chew on his word today. Here in this psalm, we see the psalmist clearly distinguishing two different ways to live. One, the way of the righteous, and the other, the way of the wicked. What do these two paths look like? Let's start with the way of the righteous. Blessed is the one. The Hebrew word for blessed here is happiness or contentment, esher. Now, everyone in this world is seeking for lasting happiness, and we all seek it through all varying ways. But here the psalmist shows us how to have this lasting blessedness. Who qualifies to be blessed? Verse 1 says, blessed is a man. Not the rich, not the beautiful, not the intelligent, but this blessedness is available for all men and women of God. All right, so what does this blessed person do? We see here that this blessed person has a choice. In verse 1 says, he who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Church, we have a choice today. Whose counsel will you follow today? The world or Jesus, the wonderful counselor? Which path will you stand in today? The one of sinners or the one of the righteous? And which seat will you sit in today? The seat of scoffers, where we judge everyone around us, or perhaps we won't even take a seat, but will wash the feet of the one who is. The psalm continues talking about how this person delights in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. The Hebrew word for meditate here is haggah, and it alludes to an animal eating the food that it just hunted. So it's a very interesting word to associate with meditation, but here there's an element of activity and excitement and urgency. Now, in the world, when you think of meditation, oftentimes we think of emptying the mind, clearing your mind of all things. But here we see that it is not clearing of the mind, but filling it day and night. Filling your mind with the Word of God day and night. Now, I am a big Marvel Cinematic Universe fan, and when Infinity War was first coming out a couple years ago, I wanted to catch up on all of the movies, so I ended up rewatching all of them, and I googled how many hours that actually encompasses, and I am ashamed to say it is around 50 hours or more than 2 whole days. And not only did I rewatch all of the movies, but I got obsessed with watching these theory videos on YouTube, which definitely accumulated to even more. I was delighting in it and meditating in it all the time, and was genuinely so convicted when I realized that I was spending way more time in entertainment than the actual Word of God. Now, it can be a silly example, but I think we all may have a similar passion or thing in our lives that we just really love. And it's not bad to like or love these things, but today, let's just examine our hearts. How does the law of the Lord compare to that? Do we truly delight in the law of the Lord? Do we meditate on it day and night? The psalmist so far said the blessed man does not do X, Y, or Z, but the only active quality of this blessed man is his love for the word and his active meditation on it day and night. Why is this so important? Well, the ways of the wicked are very clear here. In verse 4, it says, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Verse 5, they do not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. This week in the book of Joel, we talked about the day of the Lord and God's judgment on his people. It was pretty tough to read through that. But at the end, we were reminded of God's justice and his heart, where he is slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. And he even gives us even to the last hour to rend our hearts and return to him. But here it is very clear that the wicked will not be able to prevail in the day of the Lord. God gives us a choice to walk in his paths of righteousness. The paths of wickedness, they lead to destruction, and they shall perish. And this is contrasted immediately to the blessed man who is like a tree planted by streams of living water, whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do prospers. I imagine this tree to look so unlike how our New England trees look like when they shed their autumn leaves. They're so brown and they look dead and lifeless. But I imagine this tree to be like a tree in the Garden of Eden, beyond beauty in its prospering, where not a single leaf withers. And lastly, I want to point our attention to one thing that both the way of the wicked and the way of the righteous have in common. It is that for both, there is an element of waiting. What do I mean by that? Well, for the wicked, we talked about how they are like chaff that the wind blows away. There will be days where there is no wind. It is just breezeless outside. That temporary satisfaction you get with earthly desires is going to feel really good. It's going to feel worth it in the moment. But as soon as the wind blows, the true emptiness of our hearts will be revealed, like chaff in the wind. The righteous, on the other hand, is like a tree that will yield its fruit in its season. Note that this element of waiting is much longer than the wind. Think of a crop growing. It's going to endure rainy days, hot sunny days, and also wind. Yet, it contrasts with the chaff where these will not only withstand the elements, but will bear its own fruit. So I want to encourage those of you who are waiting, know that the fruit is coming. For all of us who are waiting, when God sends the wind, we will quickly know if you are like chaff or like the tree planted by streams of water. If you find yourself today in a place where you feel like your life and the things you hold dear are like chaff blowing in the wind, consider this as an act of love from God, revealing these things to you so that we can rend our hearts and return to him. Because of Jesus, God allows us to switch our paths, and all it takes is a willing and ready heart to say, "I rebuke the counsel of the wicked. Jesus, may you be my wonderful counselor. I rebuke this path of sinners. Jesus, would you deliver me and lead me in your ways of righteousness? May your word be a lamp unto my feet as I take each step in this new path. I rebuke this seat of scoffers. Jesus, help me to wash the feet of those around me in service and humility, just like you did with the disciples." And ultimately, this blessed person that the psalmist talks about is blessed because of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for your word today. It is just filled with so much encouragement, knowing that we are not stuck on this path of wickedness that we so rightly deserved, but because of you, Jesus, we are able to walk in the path of righteousness. We are able to be like trees planted by streams of water. We are able to yield our fruit in its season. And all that we do, we will prosper. We are able to walk in the light with you, Jesus. I pray, God, that you would give us a greater yearning and hunger and delight in the law of the Lord. Help us to meditate on it day and night, and that we would cherish it. We would come to love it. We would come to crave spending time with you, God. Yeah, Lord, this is just the prayer of our hearts today. We pray, Lord, that your word would be something that takes deep root in our hearts. So may we be like fertile soil to be able to soak it all up today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.